I asked her about buying her icebox and stove, and she was going to sell it for $100, both of them. But she had done sold it. But she said she'd sell me that couch, the chair, and a bedstead and springs for $10. So I give her $10 for it, and there's where I got that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just pick up a piece in, wherever I can get it, you know, like that. And until I've got enough, I can get by.
Do they have a store in town where you could buy chairs or couches? Or?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of places you can buy them, but I didn't have money to buy new ones.
What kind of store would that be?
Furniture store.
Those are downtown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what you mean. Furniture's pretty expensive nowadays.
Yeah.
It's out of sight.
Uh-huh.
It's like everything else.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, that's the way I got what I got in my house, just buying it,
mm-hmm.
picking it up that way, piece two at a time, around the back.
Yes, ma'am. At the house where you were living before you came over here, was there a up above, right underneath the top of the house? You know, some houses have a place that people use for storing things in. Do you have anything like that?
Sure.
Have you ever seen a house like that?
No, don't think so. Not that I remember, anyway.
Didn't have an attic or anything like that? Is that what you would call it?
Yeah, that's what I would call it, but that didn't. It's just three rooms straight through, and that was all. Just no cheap apartment, that's what it was.
But you've heard the place called what was that?
Attic.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And that was right underneath the...
Where the top comes down over the edge of the house there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the attic?
Yes, ma'am. It's right underneath the roof.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there's bound to be a place, an attic there,
mm-hmm.
where birds build all around the edge of the house. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Right. Talking about the roof of a house, you know, some houses right on the edge of the roof, they've got these things that'll carry off rainwater.
Yeah.
Do you know what people call those?
I never did know.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard them call them gutters?
I've seen them, what that's
mm-hmm.
called.
But didn't have any particular name for them.
I've seen them, yeah. That's good. They're good, too. Carry off rainwater down in your barrel where you can wash too.
Right. People used to have barrels to catch that rainwater.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
To wash with.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah. You know, some houses, the house has different slopes to the roof.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever a place where two different slopes come together? Kind of like this.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard that place where they come together called anything in particular?
No.
Like the valley or anything like that?
No.
Uh-huh.
But I've seen in places and where that water hits the ground, it just washes a big hole in the ground.
Right.
I've seen in places.
Mm-hmm. Unless you got a barrel there to catch it.
Yeah. Be nice if you did.
Sure would. Uh-huh. Around here, some of these old houses, have you ever seen them where the kitchen was built away from the main part of the house?
Yeah, uh-huh.